The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
The Wake Up Crew with Brian Barrett and Dalton Barrett.
Like father, like son.
Oh, this is it? We're here?
Yeah.
Good morning, everyone. Happy Monday, October the 27th. It's the Wake Up Crew. I am Dalton Barrett. Brian Barrett here with us. That's weird. Filling in for John Dinkins, hosting the 6 o'clock hour of the Wake Up Crew. John is
jerks.
On location, as they say. John is probably in bed, if I had to guess.
Let's go to, we've got a live mic at John's house.
Oh, we've got a live mic at John's house. Let's hear it. I expected it to be a sound effect, but it wasn't.
It was a sound effect. That was live at his house.
That was you. It is 6:12. Happy Monday morning. The Wake Up Crew on WGNS is brought to you by America's Thrift Stores. It's now open at Middle Tennessee and MLK Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro. You can discover one-of-a-kind statement pieces or name-brand jeans at prices up to 70% off retail. Start thrifting today. Visit americasthrift.com/Murfreesboro for more details.
They've got the Halloween stuff going. Of course, Halloween's Friday, so you can get your Halloween costume if you're still looking for that. Or they even have some decor and stuff in there.
Has the trunk or treat at the square happened yet? Was that last week?
Trunk or treat.
Is it this week?
No, it's on Friday.
This Friday.
Three to five.
3 to 5 on Friday. I was reading about that. That sounds fun. Do we have anything? We have any candy down at the door of the radio station?
We're not technically square, I guess.
Yeah, but what if somebody comes by?
I'm not going to be here.
It starts egging the building. It'd look about the same anyway.
Why would you give anybody that idea? No.
Let's see. This week, we have 4 days until Halloween. This weekend, or this Wednesday, rather, MTSU hosts Jackson State. That is a 5 p.m. airtime. You can listen here on WGNS Radio. Riverdale at Oakland this Thursday. Airtime.
It'll be around 6:45 or so, right after primetime sports. So that's our lead-in. That starts at 6.
You'll be able to listen on WGNS, listen on our web stream, or watch on Big G TV if that's your thing. I'll probably be sitting at home with it on in the background.
It's actually a big... we've got games Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
Yeah, that's true. Let's see. PCA at MTCS on Friday. On WGNS and Big G TV. Same airtime.
So we at 6 will have the Friday Night Thunder pregame until 6:30. Then the countdown to the game at 6:30. And then kickoff at 7.
And then this weekend, Tennessee hosts Oklahoma. Vanderbilt is at Texas. And the Titans host the Chargers. None of those you can listen or watch with us. So
no.
Who cares, really? Who cares about those games?
Well... there's some that care, obviously, but Wednesday, Thursday, Friday games, and these are big high school games. Battle of the Boroughs always big. The last some number of years, this has been for a region championship. If Riverdale really wants to, you know, throw a wrench in everybody's party here,
that's true.
They win, and of course Friday is for MTCS and PCA. The winner is going to be region champ. So
has the Battle of the Borough been on a Thursday before? Is this the first Thursday night Battle of the Borough?
I don't think so. I'm pretty sure it has been before when Halloween has been on the 31st.
Okay.
I think we have moved it a time or two. Or not we, but it's been moved.
Yeah.
They. It's not very often. So traditionally, the Battle of the Borough was the last game of the regular season in football. Then it moved from that for a little bit, and now it's back to being the last game of the regular season. And being on a Thursday, I'm certain that it's happened before.
Okay. I just don't remember that myself, but I'm a young whippersnapper. I haven't been around.
At one time they moved them for TV because TV did the Thursday game instead of doing it on Fridays. They did it on Thursdays, and so that got the games moved.
Wow, with Big G TV, it doesn't matter what day of the week it is.
That's right. We're just there.
We're just there. Always at the game, some would say. Mm-hmm. We got a lot of great stuff. We're going to talk some Halloween things this morning. We'll, of course, get to our song of the day here in just a moment with our Halloween song. I got to figure out how John normally closes this. He just talks for a second? Is that it? Is that how you close a segment? I've never done this before.
This is
a first for everyone. I've never hosted an hour of this show before in my life.
Oh, is that what you're doing?
That's what I'm trying to do. I don't know.
That's what hosting is called?
Coming up next, we're going to have CBS Sports Brief coming up in 3 minutes.
I'll give you a little music.
It's 6:17 here in just a moment. I'm stalling. It's time to take our first look at the weather. That's all for this first opening segment. It's been a disaster of the Wake Up Crew. We'll see you here in just a moment.
One.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. We'll see periods of rain today. Cloudy skies as we top out around 61. Isolated rain showers will linger for tonight. Cloudy still as we dip back to around 52. We'll see isolated rain showers again for the day on Tuesday, staying mostly cloudy as we hit a high around 64. Rain showers forecast to be more widespread into Tuesday night, a low of 49 with cloudy skies and breezy. I'm meteorologist Regina Cole from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast.
Right now, it's 54 degrees.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
People that come in to pre-plan their funerals and put it down in writing makes it a whole lot easier on the children at the time of their death. This is what Mama wanted. This is what we're going to do.
Visit MurfreesboroFuneralHome.com.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat Restore.
Shop and save.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore.
We have paint all kinds of colors.
We have brushes and rollers for your paint project, too.
Hey, don't forget the cabinets.
We have all kinds of cabinets for any project you may be working on.
We're hiring at the Habitat Restore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
Think the customers know I raise these eggs myself?
They do now. That hen's been louder than your radio.
50 years of local flavor. The Farmer's Market, Tuesday and Friday, 7 to 1.
Only at a producer-only market can you meet the hens behind the eggs.
Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
This message brought to you by the Central Tennessee Regional Solid Waste Planning Board. Visit RecycleRightTN.com for tips, ideas, and locations on where to recycle near you. That's RecycleRightTN.com.
Recycle. It's all on you. Don't be trashy. Recycle classy. Recycle right. Tennessee.
Go to RecycleRightTN.com.
Recycle right, Tennessee.
This is Wade Hayes from Toots Restaurants, and our family is just honored and blessed to be part of this community for 40 years.
Hi, this is Nick Hayes with Toots Restaurants. After 40 years, we still got them. $6.99 daily lunch specials. Stop by Toots.com and check them out.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Good food and fun. Toots. Good food and fun.
Bigger isn't always better. When it comes to your financial institution, don't send your money to some far-off bank in another state. At Heritage South Community Credit Union, we help when others won't. We've been serving our community since 1957 and are still locally owned and operated in Middle Tennessee. If you're tired of talking to artificial intelligence and computer screens and branches, give Heritage South a try. Learn more at heritagesouth.org. Insured by NCUA.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
LSU fired football coach Brian Kelly. The Tigers have a bye this coming weekend. In the Sunday night NFL game, Green Bay was a winner at Pittsburgh 35-25 as Jordan Love threw three touchdown passes and had 360 yards through the air. Denver won its fifth game in a row, 44-24 over Dallas. Bo Nix, four touchdown passes. New England won its fifth straight, beating Cleveland 32-13. Drake May with three touchdown passes in the third quarter. Victories for Philadelphia and Tampa Bay, wins for Baltimore and Houston. Indianapolis is now 7-1 after ripping Tennessee 38-14. Daniel Jones, three touchdown passes, wins for the Jets in a comeback, victories for Miami and Buffalo, which won 40-9 at Carolina. James Cook on 19 carries had 216 yards, two touchdowns. The late NBA game went to the Lakers at Sacramento. Austin Reeves scored 51 points.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Well, good morning. It is Monday. It's 6:21 here on The Wake Up Crew. I'm Dalton Barrett, filling in for John Dinkins while he's at home taking a nap. He's recovering from surgery. We probably shouldn't talk ill.
Oh, I thought you said recovering from a nap.
Well,
with another nap.
That is what. Yeah, we probably shouldn't talk bad about John. He might be listening.
Doctor, doctor, give me
John had surgery, but he'll be back soon.
He will. He'll be back soon. Okay. You know, we've got a new link. We've got all these /links on our website. But now we've got one new one for everything.
It's brand new? Well, not brand new. We've had it for like 2 weeks, but you haven't been here.
One link, every platform, all local. You can head to WGNSradio.com/live to listen. It tells you where to listen on the air. AM 1450, FM 101.9, FM 100.5. You can watch on Big G TV on various platforms like YouTube and Facebook. Does it have the little widget on there where you can watch when we're live? So you can watch straight on that page or go to our other platforms. And our web stream, our audio stream, you can stream anytime, anywhere. One link, WGNSradio.com, part of your good neighbor network. Is Rutherford Weather on there? On
no.
WGN. Okay, that's good. Keep it separate.
For now.
For now. For now. The Wake Up Crew is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Through their Sharing Change program, MTE members round up their bills to support local nonprofits. You can learn more at sharingchange.org.
You're talking really fast.
Am I?
Yes.
I'm in news mode. I have to read the news really fast to get it all in. I think that's what I'm doing. I'll slow down.
Well, you don't have like to get things in too fast here.
I'll talk like this from here on out.
How rude.
Okay.
It's time for our holiday, I think.
Oh, you're doing that now? No, we do the birthday announcement and good neighbor of the day.
Oh, we do that first?
Yeah, usually.
Okay. Well, tell us how to get birthdays into us.
Well, let me do that, okay? So, today's good neighbor of the day is Lieutenant Chris Williams over at, the city police. He is the SRM Concrete Good Neighbor of the Day for working to coordinate the city school's school patrol employees. That's it. Kind, considerate, just a great person, Lieutenant Chris Williams, the SRM Concrete Good Neighbor of the Day, receiving flowers from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts on South Academy and WGNS Radio. So today's Good Neighbor salute comes from SRM Concrete, locally grown, nationally known, and celebrating the neighbors who pour strength into our community. Text a neighbor to 615-893-1450 or go to WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor. To get those in, same phone number for birthdays and anniversaries for today, the 27th, or yesterday, the 26th, 615-893-1450.
Well, I had a different holiday I was going to do until I saw this one, and in honor of John not being here, today, October the 27th, is Cranky Coworker Day. Hope he's not listening.
You're dead.
Our song of the day, we're going to go out with it. The Purple People Eater by Sheb Woolley.
It was a one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
A one-eyed, one-horned, flying...
Stones River Manor offers assured care.
It's so warm and welcoming.
Independent living.
What states have you lived in?
Lived in Illinois and here. My husband worked for Quick Growth.
Assisted living.
I have my own place and I love it. The activity center has the Bible study that I like very much.
Adult daycare and respite care and specialized physical rehabilitation care.
I love the friendliness and the family attitude that they have here.
Visit them online at stonesrivermanor.com or stop by. They're near the intersection of Haines Drive and Memorial Boulevard.
This message brought to you by the Central Tennessee Regional Solid Waste Planning Board. Visit RecycleRightTN.com for tips, ideas, and locations on where to recycle near you.
Don't be trashy, recycle classy, recycle right, Tennessee.
Recycling isn't just about tossing materials in a bin, it's about knowing which materials are accepted. Go to RecycleRightTN.com.
Recycle Right Tennessee.
Access Tennessee News, I'm Will Nunley. More impacts are expected this week in Shelby County as some 100 students manage symptoms of hand, foot, and mouth disease. The disease has been confirmed in 31 schools and 3 daycare centers so far. The Shelby County Health Department says 178 students and staff have been diagnosed so far. The virus spreads easily in settings where children are in close contact and is especially common in late summer and early fall. Parents are urged to keep children at home if they are displaying symptoms. Elsewhere, injuries reported in an incident on a hayride in Wilson County. The Wilson County Sheriff's Office says the crash happened just after 9 Saturday night on Central Pike. Police say around 15 people were involved in the crash, though several left before emergency responders arrived. The Mount Juliet Police Department says its officers assisted with the incident. The Highway Patrol is investigating the crash. More news in 30 seconds.
All right, son. Time to put out this campfire.
Dad, we learned about this in school.
Oh, did you now? Okay, what's first?
Smokey Bear said to.
First, drown it with a bucket of water, then stir it with a shovel.
Wow, you sound just like him.
Then he said,
if it's still warm, then do it again.
Where can I learn all this?
It's all on SmokeyBear.com with other wildfire prevention tips. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
In Lawrence County, wood-fueled heaters are being blamed for two separate house fires over the weekend. Officials sharing the first fire happened on the West End area just after 3 Saturday. The fire had spread to a nearby wooded area but was extinguished. The second fire was reported at a home in the Etheridge area just after 4 Sunday. Firefighters say a wood heater was also found to be in use at the time and is believed to have caused the blaze. No injuries have been reported in either incident. Will Dudley, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
And it is 6:27 here on The Wake Up Crew on a Monday morning. We're here. Got a great little segment to do. I need the people to understand, the people listening. You and John have been hosting your respective hours of the show for the better part of a decade. While I sit on my phone while you do all of this part, and then I come in when I'm asked a question. So I don't know what I'm doing.
You don't come in when you're asked a question. You just come in when you want to.
Well, that's fair.
You have hosted before.
Have I?
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember that. Yeah. Did it go so poorly that we only did it for like a day or something?
I'm pretty sure.
Okay, that makes sense. I was also probably 16 years old or something.
No, I think you did it back in the COVID days.
Okay.
A little bit too.
I don't remember doing that. I remember us doing the show, just the two of us, but I don't remember hosting the show.
I thought you did 1 hour.
When I did it. I have done what's coming up here in just a moment, Today in History, several times. So
you're not a newbie for
I'm not a newbie for Today in History, because every now and then John will just toss me the paper and say, here, you do it today. I'm like, okay. But we do have something we're going to look at here throughout the morning this morning. It's Halloween's Friday. And so if you haven't bought a costume yet, time's too late. What are you going as
no,
for Halloween?
It's not too late. You can go over to America's Thrift and walk right in the door,
that's
and
true.
They've got a Halloween hub. Maybe a clown, because that's what I saw there. You got the clown makeup.
That's true.
Wouldn't
a little
that
spooky,
fit me?
Spooky clown.
Well, why would I be a spooky clown?
Well, I mean, look at you. Let's be honest.
That's scary.
Lena is going as a labradoodle. She's going to be Huey for Halloween.
Huey needs to go as a baby.
I thought that would be funny too, but I don't think Huey's going to be dressing up this year.
Well, he could put a little hat on him or put one of Lena's
hats
on.
He's got a cowboy hat.
Well,
he goes a cowboy.
But make him look like a baby. Put a diaper on him.
Oh, I don't think they'd fit. he's a pretty big dog. We're going to count down the top 25 Halloween costumes of the year 2025.
I can let him use one of my diapers.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to steer away from that one. Top 25 Halloween costumes for this year. These are the trending costumes. This is according to Google Trends. The dog, he barked
he
at
He liked
me.
It.
He liked your diaper idea.
Uh-huh.
The number 25 on this list is Lord Farquaad from Shrek. He's the top search cartoon movie lord of all time.
Now,
which is awfully specific.
Is, okay, which one is he?
He's the short guy with the hair.
Black hair?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
And he, what was the, did he not like?
He didn't like Shrek.
At all.
He was the bad guy in the first Shrek. He wanted to marry Fiona.
He wanted to marry Fiona before she became a Shrekish animal.
Yes.
Or whatever it is.
That is correct.
What is?
An ogre.
Ogre. That's the word.
That's it.
Yeah.
You should know that one. Number 24, Cleo Denial from Monster High.
Are you calling your mother an ogre?
No, I was calling you an ogre.
Oh.
Yeah.
Monster High.
I guess it applies to both. I've never seen Monster High, but that is the top searched gold miniskirt this year.
So that's
to Google
not
Trends.
Is that the one with the one eye? The Cyclops?
I don't know. I've never seen Monster High. So
isn't there one that has the one eye? You don't know.
I don't know. I have no idea.
I don't know
nothing about Monster High.
Okay.
This one I do know about. Very popular TV show this year. Number 23 on our list. Wednesday Addams has the top searched black dress with white collar of all time. Wednesday, the Netflix show came out. The second season came out this year.
Yeah, but that was what? The Addams Family?
Yes. She's the daughter from the Addams Family.
Okay.
She got her own show on Netflix.
But it's set in current time and all.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's number 23 on our list.
Nice.
Pyramid Head. I don't know what that is. I'm out of touch, man.
There's been a lot of Squid Games costumes that I'm not familiar with, so that might be one.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Number 21 is a founding father. Any founding father.
Like Abe Lincoln. Well, he's not a founding father.
Father.
George Washington.
Ben Franklin. John Adams.
Just get a pair of monocle.
Yeah. A big wig. Yeah. Yeah. And we'll get to number 20 and then move on. Donnie Darko has the top trending skeleton shirt this year. That movie came out in like 2003. So.
I don't know what that is.
It's a good movie. You'd probably like it. We'll take a pause from this. We'll continue with it in just a moment. But right now, it's time for...
Turn to Turner Security.
In 1682, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania is founded by Englishman William Penn. Way to go, Pennsylvania. 1947, You Bet Your Life with Groucho Marx premieres on ABC.
And You Bet Your Life.
Groucho Marx.
That's pretty good, actually.
Groucho Marx.
In 1954, Walt Disney's first TV show, Disneyland, premieres on ABC.
Walt Disney's Disneyland.
And you were what, 10, 15?
Wish upon a star.
You were in high school about when that premiered?
No.
Oh.
John was.
1955, Rebel Without a Cause, directed by Nicholas Ray, starring James Dean and Natalie Wood, was released. We don't have music for this one, but in 1981, Ringo Starr releases his single Wreck My Brain, or Rack My Brain, written and produced by George Harrison, and the album Stop and Smell the Roses in the United States. 1986, Paul McCartney releases his single Pretty Little Head, and in 2014, Taylor Swift releases her fifth studio album, 1989, 2015's Billboard Album of the Year.
This is CBS Rewind. October 27th. 1964. Salvatore Bono married Sherilyn Sarkisian. They went on to fame as Sonny and Cher. I got you, baby. This date in 1984.
Let the video live. Begin.
You're watching the Cable Music Channel.
Ted Turner launched the Cable Music Channel
to
try to compete with MTV. October 27th, 1988.
We're in business.
The CBS debut of the Western series Paradise, featuring guest appearances from classic Western actors, including Hugh O'Brien. I'm Brandon Brooks, and that's Rewind. Courageous and
bold. Sponsored by Progressive. We make the claims process easy, so you can get back on the road in no time. It's why over 43 million drivers trust Progressive. See for yourself at progressive.com.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. We'll see periods of rain today, cloudy skies as we top out around 61. Isolated rain showers will linger for tonight, cloudy still as we dip back to around 52. We'll see isolated rain showers again for the day on Tuesday, staying mostly cloudy as we hit a high around 64. Rain showers forecast to be more widespread into Tuesday night, a low of 49 with cloudy skies and breezy. I'm meteorologist Regina Kroll from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast.
Right now, it's 54 degrees.
Good morning. Certain areas are still experiencing some rain showers out here, especially in parts of Wilson County. As you come down I-40, we saw some rain also moving through Smith County as well. You'll drive right into it on I-40 if you're headed towards the Cumberland Plateau, towards Knoxville. Just be careful as that rain moves off to the east. It's gotten heavier with that volume. 24 westbound up through Antioch coming in right now from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County. Hey, Stein Dental Care in Nashville with over 355-star wonderful Google reviews. Call Stein Dental Care today in Nashville. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Good Neighbor Events is brought to you by AmeriCare Pest Control, Old National Bank, and the law offices of John Day.
I've got pets.
AmeriCare Services Incorporated, family-owned and operated for residential and commercial customers, we offer a full range of services. Our services include one-time, monthly, and quarterly pest control, termite control, moisture and fungus control, automatic foundation vents, and more. Licensed, insured, and bonded for your protection. 893-7111.
All the best of the best to get rid of your pest.
AmeriCare Services Incorporated.
WGNS has been keeping you informed for 78 years on local news, sports, weather, and more. Thank you for supporting us. Remember, this is the weekend we fall back to regular time. The Rutherford County Public Library System is offering free computer classes. Phone the library's Tech Center on Minerva Drive here in Murfreesboro and learn more about those free computer classes. Plus, if you're being challenged by your smartphone, head to any branch of the Rutherford County Library and they'll help you with that issue. It's all free. Would you like to learn more about beekeeping? The Rutherford County Beekeepers meet next week, not this week, but next Monday, 7 o'clock in the evening, and that'll be November 3rd. That's over at the Lane Agri Park. Don't throw away Old Glory. Bring your tattered American flag to WGNS and let the girls from BSA Troop 2019 at Trinity United Methodist Church retire it with dignity. Plus, we also recycle Bibles. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor events.
Hi, my name is Diane Davenport. There are many reasons why I love Adams Place. One reason that we wanted to move here was to make it easier for our children. My husband and I know we are getting older and things do happen. And you need to make these choices and come before an emergency occurs. And then come and have the good life when you get here.
This is Terry Deal. Come tour Adams Place and discover living a dream in your senior years on Memorial across from Walmart. Call us at 615-904-9111.
You know, everyone has a more. First, it's a pony, then to be on the cheer squad. Your more grows up just like you do, but your more can still carry you away or make you cheer. At First Bank, banking local gets you more. More of our time, more access to local bankers, more flexibility, and more product choices. Because getting more empowered and confident helps you pursue your more that never grows old. First Bank, bank local, get more. Member FDIC.
Ascension St. Thomas Heart is the leader in Middle Tennessee for heart care, providing the most advanced options, including heart surgery and transplants. Our nationally recognized cardiac team cares for more adult hearts than anyone in the state, from AFib to heart failure, using minimally invasive options when possible to help shorten recovery, making Ascension St. Thomas Heart your first choice for routine heart care and cardiac emergencies. Schedule a heart screening or find a cardiologist at ascension.org/St. Thomas Heart.
Hey, this is Taylor with Bell Jewelers inviting you to our exclusive one-day-only estate jewelry event. It's going to be on Thursday, November 13th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. And I can't stress enough that it is one day only. One day only estate jewelry event. Thursday, November 13th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. It's at Bell Jewelers at 821 Northwest Broad Street across from Toots.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS. This is The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day.
It is 6:39 here on The Wake Up Crew, almost 6:40 now. And of course, it's time for the dad joke of the day. I've been out for several dad jokes of the day. I've missed several. And with John not here, I think I'm going to abstain from rating jokes until he's back.
He didn't do that.
Well, he's not as big of a man as I am.
Okay.
Don't think that hard.
I was trying to figure out what you meant by that.
No, I meant,
he said,
he is a shorter man than me, but that's not what I meant.
He said, and I quote, "Brian, you've been on a roll."
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And it's been solid. Those were terms that have been used to describe the dad joke since you have not been here.
That's good, because you had kind of a slew of stinkers leading up to that. Let's hear it. Let's hear the dad joke today.
You know, I asked my mom if she could pick me up because I didn't like the sleepover.
Really?
Yeah, she said, "No, you're 47. That's your wife and kids."
I'm not rating it. I'm not going to say a word about the dad joke of the day.
No word at all?
Today, CBS National News headlines are next, followed by a local news update coming up here, all on WGNS Radio.
CBS News Brief. Jamaicans are bracing for what could be the worst hurricane ever to slam the island nation. Melissa, now a massive Category 5 with winds of up to 160 miles an hour. Avery Woolery at St. James Parish is getting set.
I already do my shopping, so now I'm just here to get some gas.
and I was trying to see if I can get a generator.
The government's 27-day-old shutdown means no SNAP food benefits November 1st.
Sometimes I may eat breakfast and lunch. Sometimes I may eat lunch and dinner, you know. But with this, it even puts me deeper in the hole.
CBS's Nancy Cordes has an update on President Trump's travels.
The president just landed here in Tokyo a couple of hours ago, the second stop on his three-country swing through Asia. And the big news here in Asia is the apparent breakthrough over the weekend in U.S.-China trade talks.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Now an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
The entertainment community in Middle Tennessee is mourning the loss of 23-year-old actress Isabella Adora Tate, who passed away on Sunday, October 19th. Born and raised in Nashville and a graduate of Middle Tennessee State University, Tate recently returned to acting and landed a role in the pilot episode of ABC series 911 Nashville. She appeared in a memorable scene introducing one of the show's lead characters, and her agency confirmed that she will be honored in the next episode airing October the 30th. According to her obituary, she had a rare form of Charcot-Marie-Tooth, a disease, and died peacefully, surrounded by family. Known for her love of animals, music, and volunteer work, she leaves behind a legacy of resilience and creativity. She's survived by her mother, Katernia Tate, stepfather, Vin Schnew, and father, John Daniel Tate, as well as her sister, Daniela. In other news, Middle Tennessee Christian School made headlines Thursday after the Lady Cougars volleyball team clinched their first ever TSSAA Division IIA state championship, playing at MTSU's Murphy Center in Murfreesboro. The Cougars, 31-3, defeated Silverdale Baptist Academy 3-1 to seal the title. Senior Jada Burns led the way with 27 kills and was named tournament MVP. Support came from teammates Anna Shirley, Bailey Culpepper, Addison Burks, Addison Sane, Madeline Grubb, Anna Guerin, and Kinley Dalton. Head coach Nicole Burks praised her team's drive and teamwork as they capped off the historic season for the program. That's all for now. For more local news in a quick, digestible format, be sure to check out the Rutherford Roundup podcast. I'm Dalton Barrett for News Radio WGNS, part of your Good Neighbor Network, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
When you turn to Turner Security, powered by TechCore, you can leave your security issues at the door.
Security, access control, cameras, and much more for your business and home. No long-term contract. We keep your business because we did a great job, not because you signed a five-year agreement. One call does it all for your security and technology needs. Online at turnersecurity.us. That's turnersecurity.us.
Turn to Turner Security.
This is Hannah Bleem here at the Rutherford County Farmers Market. This year, the Farmers Market is celebrating 50 years of being open, and we're here to talk to different vendors today.
Hey, this is Hunter Dorton with Mycoterra Pharmacy. We grow gourmet and medicinal mushrooms. We sell fresh mushrooms, dried mushrooms, powders, tinctures, mushroom-infused honey. We sell mushroom coffee, mushroom brew, different tinctures to take as a supplement. We also grow our own herbs, make loose leaf tea, topical salve, and CBD products. So come and check us out at the Rutherford County Farmers Market, the Nolensville Farmers Market, and the Franklin Farmers Market on the weekends. And we're happy to be of service to you and help you and get your health journey on the right track.
Thank you so much. The Rutherford County Farmers Market is open on Tuesdays and Fridays from 7 a.m. to 12 p.m. at 315 John R. Rice Boulevard in Murfreesboro until October 31st. This is Hannah Bleem here at the Rutherford County Farmers Market, celebrating 50 years of being open.
Here's Dr. Craig McCabe at McCabe Vision Center.
The most common cause of sudden, acute, painless vision loss is a stroke to the eyes, and that can involve either an artery or a vein. People that have suffered through this will tell you that it didn't hurt.
He's the eye doctor you hear on the radio.
My father went to him before I did, and we liked him very much.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
Come tour Adams Place and discover living a dream in your senior years.
You don't have to go out and mow the yard. You don't have to rake the leaves. You don't have to wash the car. You don't have to do anything you don't want to.
You do not have the responsibility of your house, worrying about getting shrubbery trimmed, getting a new roof, paying your taxes. All of that is behind you.
This is Terry Deal. Come tour Adams Place and discover living a dream in your senior years on Memorial across from Walmart.
Access Tennessee News, I'm Will Nunley. Four teenagers have died, one driver seriously injured following a two-vehicle crash in Nashville. The collision happened early Sunday along Mount View Road, according to Metro Police. Witnesses say an Infiniti G37 was traveling southbound at a high rate of speed when it collided with a 2018 Jeep Renegade. A 19- and 17-year-old died at the scene. Two additional passengers, also in their teens, died later at a hospital. Law enforcement says none of the five people involved in the crash were wearing a seatbelt. Nearly 90 people expected to be laid off in Cumberland County following the announced closure of a resort. According to a WARN notice filed to the Tennessee Department of Labor and Workforce Development, Club Wyndham Resort at Fairfield Glade will be permanently closing effective December 31st. The closure will affect workers who are not represented by a collective bargaining agreement. The WARN notice indicates that state and regional resources are being activated to try and assist those looking for new jobs. More news in 30 seconds.
All right, son. Time to put out this campfire.
Dad, we learned about this in school.
Oh, did you now? Okay. What's first?
Smokey Bear said to.
First, drown it with a bucket of water. Then stir it with a shovel.
Wow, you sound just like him.
Then he said.
If it's still warm, then do it again.
Where can I learn all this?
It's all on SmokeyBear.com with other wildfire prevention tips. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Injuries reported following an incident on a hayride in Wilson County. The Wilson County Sheriff's Office says the crash happened just after 9 Saturday night on Central Pike. Police say around 15 people were involved in the crash, though several left before emergency responders arrived. The Mount Juliet Police Department says its officers are assisting with the incident and the Highway Patrol is investigating the crash. Will Nunley, Access Tennessee News.
Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
6:48 here on the Wake Up Crew. I'm Dalton Barrett, filling in for John Dinkins, hosting duties this morning. He's at home taking a nap. I guess it's not a nap if you just haven't woken up yet. He's still asleep.
How do you know?
I'm just assuming. Wouldn't you be still asleep?
Probably.
Yeah.
Just depends.
Any time we've had like a best of or something, you've still been asleep while the show is on. I'd guarantee it.
Oh, 100%. Because I always stay up late. I'm more of a night person than a morning person. I really hate the mornings.
Yeah, same. Why are we doing this?
I don't know.
It's time to quit. This is it. We're going to wrap up the show while John is out. We're just going to end the Wake Up Crew without him here.
You we'll think have, he would cry?
No, he'd be jumping for joy, probably.
Probably.
We're going to do celebrity birthdays in just a couple of minutes before
we
get to that.
We quit doing that.
Oh, we quit celebrity birthdays?
Yeah.
That's good to know. Thanks for telling the host of the show this hour.
Oh, I guess we'll do it.
We're going through a list here of top trending Halloween costumes. Now, I want to specify something because I forgot last time.
None of them are scary, actually.
But no, not that I know of. Halloween costumes aren't scary. Nobody wears scary costumes anymore. It's all just like what's most popular in movies and TV shows. These are not based on like top purchased costumes, but based on top Googled things from the year 2025. Does that make sense?
Sure.
It's a Google Trends list. So, like, the next one on our list, number 19, Superman, was not because a bunch of people bought Superman costumes, but people kept searching, can Superman? That reached an all-time high this July when Superman 2025 was released.
Can Superman?
Can Superman fill in the blank? Can Superman,
you
know, whatever.
Can he fly?
Can he? Yeah, he can. That's what Google would say. That's number 19 on the list.
Is it the new Superman or the old Superman?
I'd say you're going to see a lot of kids dressed up as Superman this year. That's my guess. And a lot of dogs dressed up as Crypto. That would be my bet.
See, that would be like the perfect for Huey.
Yeah. And I'm the perfect Superman.
No, you're not.
Number 18 on the list is Supergirl. Ugh. So Superman followed by Supergirl. She beat him out. Number 18 on the list. Is Supergirl in the new Superman movie is the top trending Supergirl question this year.
Probably is Supergirl going to have her own movie.
Right. So that's why a lot of people search that. So that made it a top. And I say you'll probably see that too. I think you'll see families. Superman, Supergirl, Crypto.
And Super Baby.
And Lois Lane. That's what you're going to see.
That's going to take over The Incredibles.
Maybe that's
what families used to do.
Maybe that's what it should be. Maybe you and Bobby were The Incredibles once, I think.
Well, she was.
You had a shirt with Incredibles on it, I thought.
No.
Oh.
It was a sweatshirt with the New Vision logo on it.
Oh, okay.
She was Incredible Girl or whatever.
Maybe Lena, instead of just being Huey, could be Crypto.
Ooh, put a little cape on
her. Put a little cape on her?
Yeah.
Gabby from Gabby's Dollhouse is number 17. Gabby's Dollhouse shirt is the top trending black and white striped shirt this year. I have never heard of Gabby's Dollhouse, nor do I plan on hearing of Gabby's Dollhouse.
Well, don't say that, dad of a girl. What is it, Gabby?
Gabby's Dollhouse.
Gabby's Dollhouse. Ooh, it's a TV series.
I figured.
Oh, yeah. You're probably going to be Gabby's Dollhouse.
Oh, good.
It's been on for 11 seasons.
This one's for you. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Number 16 on our list, Ladybug.
Oh, nice.
Not your dog. The bug, Ladybug. Ladybug costume is the top trending Y2K costume in 2025. You know, like the Y2K aesthetic. Y2K now means anything that looks like the early 2000s. Like computers that look like the early 2000s are, quote, giving Y2K.
So why does a ladybug give Y2K?
I think that was a big Halloween costume. It was like the year of the ladybug or something was 2000.
Oh.
Or something. I don't know. Ladybug, number 16 on our list.
Like that.
Number 15. This one I knew was going to make the list. It had to. Glinda from Wicked. Glinda costume is being searched more than ever before this year because of the Wicked movie and the success of that.
So Glinda's the good witch.
Yes. Ariana Grande.
Okay.
Plays her. In
that.
Did you see Wicked?
No.
I think you'd like it, actually.
It's a musical, though, right?
Yeah, it is a musical, but barely. Okay. Like, it is, because it's got singing and stuff, but there's more. It's not a, like, 100% music all the time.
Okay.
But that was number 15. We'll probably pause there for a little bit. That way I can save the rest of this for later. Because I have nothing to talk about here on...
Why should we change the plan?
Yeah, why change the format? Let's go now to celebrity birthdays.
For anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you!
Happy birthday on October the 27th, 1858, to old Teddy, Theodore Roosevelt, 26th President of the United States. He served from 1901 to 1909.
He also ran for a third term after the second term was over. He skipped 4 years, ran again as an independent, almost won, and got shot.
Oh,
on the campaign trail.
Good for you for knowing that. He died in 1919, so I guess that's when he got shot on the campaign trail.
Thanks to the History Channel for that.
1933, Floyd Kramer, American Hall of Fame pianist. Born in Shreveport, Louisiana.
Meant to be Shreveport.
Shreveport. It doesn't matter. Nobody knows. In 1942, Lee Greenwood, American country singer.
And I'm proud to be an American. Where at least I know
83 today.
And in 1973, Seth MacFarlane, American animator, television producer of American Dad, Family Guy, and filmmaker of Ted.
Yeah, I don't think that's today.
Nope, that's last time. Ivan Reitman is what I meant to say. Okay. Canadian director and producer of Private Parts and Ghostbusters.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. We'll see periods of rain today, cloudy skies as we top out around 61. Isolated rain showers will linger for tonight, cloudy still as we dip back to around 52. We'll see isolated rain showers again for the day on Tuesday, staying mostly cloudy as we hit a high around 64. Rain showers forecast to be more widespread into Tuesday night, a low of 49 with cloudy skies and breezy. I'm meteorologist Regina Kroll from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast.
Right now, it's 54 degrees.
WGNS is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Sharing Change has donated now over $12 million to local nonprofits. Find out how your spare change can make a big impact at sharingchange.org.
Good morning. Starting to load up with more volume now, right on schedule on 24 westbound here at OHB, here through Antioch. All that traffic flowing in right now from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County, up through Antioch as it starts to get a little bit heavier in Wilson County now, as 40 West starts to pick up as you come past Belinda Parkway. There in that section of Wilson County, 65 southbound, starting a little bit heavy here at Trinity Lane. When you need dependable towing for your car, big truck, make sure you call STR Towing and Recovery.
I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Hey, Jim, where'd you source out those meters from?
Right out of my field. Still had mud on them this morning.
50 fresh, flavorful seasons at the Rutherford County Farmers Market, Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro, on John R. Rice Boulevard.
The Rutherford County Farmers Market. No middlemen, just local hands and local dirt.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat Restore.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore.
Do you want light?
You can't believe the lights we have at the Restore.
Oh, yes, sir. We have lighting.
Chandeliers, pendants, flesh mounts, table lamps.
Just come down and take a look.
Shopping at the Restore.
Shop? Yeah.
We're hiring at the Habitat Restore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
We're talking with Peggy Parton.
The first thing my husband said to me was, Peggy, we're not getting any younger. I do not want to be left in this house without you, and you don't want to be left in this house without me, and we're going to go to Adam's Place and check it out. And it didn't take but about 30 minutes to know that we were coming here.
This is Terry Deal. Come tour Adam's Place and discover living a dream in your senior years on Memorial across from Walmart, 615-904-9111.
There's a new warden in town, and she's not playing.
There's not a problem in here that I can't solve for you.
This is my castle now.
Jeremy Renner and Edie Falco there making her debut over the weekend in the new season of Mayor of Kingstown. I got to talk with Edie about this no-nonsense role.
Here's a guy that is trying to circumvent the law, but yet she is the law.
Well, you know, I think she's impervious to, you know, whoever he might have been before she got there, or who needs what from whom. She has a job to do. She doesn't have a lot of time for vulnerability, as you were saying.
Yeah, her own
or anybody else's. Yeah, right.
The first two episodes of Mayor of Kingstown Season 4 are streaming now on Paramount Plus. For CBS Entertainment, I'm Matt Wolf.
Sponsored by Progressive. We make the claims process easy, so you can get back on the road in no time. It's why over 43 million drivers trust Progressive. See for yourself at progressive.com.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Well, it's 6:58 here on The Wake Up Crew. We just finished looking at our celebrity birthdays. Some local celebrities celebrating. Yesterday, John Johnson, Michelle Perkins, Tracy Cartwright, Courtney Chavez, Ann Roberts, and Ed Arning. Sally Bradford Victory, Jean Harless, Nick Hayes, Gordon Bell, and Joanna Riggs celebrating today. John Bratcher, Sue Smith, Dr. Brian Terry, Hyundai Cam, I should say, Buffy Brazier, and Christy DeGraw. And if you have someone celebrating a birthday, get those into us. 615-893-1450 is the phone number. WGNSradio.com/birthdays is the website. And banana pudding is the prize from Slick Pig.
Indeedly do. Okay, so that's birthdays for today or tomorrow. You got about a half an hour. Don't forget, good neighbor of the day, Lieutenant Chris Williams, SRM Concrete, good neighbor of the day. You can send in your good neighbor by texting neighbor to 615-893-1450 or WGNSradio.com/good neighbor to get those to us. Here on the Wake Up Crew, brought to you by America's Thrift Store. They are open right now at MLK Jr. Boulevard, and they are your Halloween headquarters. As soon as you walk in the door, costume ideas, all kinds of great things, and decor for Halloween.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded. The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
Powerful hurricane bears down on Jamaica.
The heaviest rains haven't hit yet, but there's water in the streets.
President Trump in Asia.
I think we're going to have a very fair meeting with China.
Federal workers struggle in shutdown.
No money is no money, so if we're not being paid, then obviously edits have to be made.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, Hurricane Melissa charging toward Jamaica is now a Category 5 storm with maximum sustained winds of 160 miles an hour. CBS's Jason Allen is in the capital, Kingston.
This morning, Jamaica is bracing for impact. Preparations have been underway for days, boarding up buildings and businesses.
Crews spent the last few rain-free hours Sunday trying to clean drainage gullies that had been filling with debris for years. As Hurricane Melissa slowly moves toward Jamaica, expected to make landfall as a Category 5 storm tomorrow morning. Already, flooding rainfall has pooled on streets here in Kingston.
During breaks in the rain, some race to reinforce and patch leaks on their rooftops.
What is your biggest concern? Is it your house leaking? Is it running out of food and supplies?
Everything, basically everything.
There is some damage reported in parts of southern Mississippi caused by two reported tornadoes. No word on any casualties. President Trump is in Japan. He met today with the country's emperor on his Asia trip. CBS's Nancy Cordes.
President Trump's first stop here in Tokyo was the Imperial Palace, where he was greeted by the emperor. Trump got a welcome fit for royalty in Kuala Lumpur, too. In Malaysia, the president did one of the things he likes best, sign deals.
Well, this is so exciting.
Including a new peace agreement between Cambodia and Thailand that Trump helped to broker. But there is one deal the entire world is watching for, a trade deal between the two largest economies, the United States and China.
I think we'll have a good deal with China.
President Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping have been trading threats for months. China stopped buying U.S. soybeans and vowed to block sales of rare earth minerals that are crucial to high-tech manufacturing. Trump, in turn, vowed to impose an additional 100% tariff on Chinese imports. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent said there was a breakthrough just this weekend in talks with his Chinese counterpart, and he said both sides walked back those damaging threats.
More air travel delays are being blamed on TSA and air traffic control staffing issues on day 27 of the federal government shutdown. Here's CBS News correspondent Nicole Killian.
For the past 27 days, Sarah Lamb has continued to go to work at a Social Security field office without pay.
I'm the head of my household. I'm the sole income provider for my home. I have two small children. Not having an end in sight, I think, adds to that anxiety, and everything's very uncertain.
She's one of nearly 500,000 federal workers who missed their first full paycheck Friday. This week, thousands more are expected to get no pay, including air traffic controllers. The U.S. Department of Agriculture also issued a dire warning about the food stamp program SNAP, which covers more than 40 million Americans. The agency bluntly stated on its website, the well has run dry. At this time, there will be no benefits issued November 1st.
Two Navy aircraft crashed into the South China Sea. CBS's Charlie Daggett has the latest.
These are two separate incidents about 30 minutes apart. One was a helicopter, the other one was a fighter jet, both stationed on the USS Nimitz in the South China Sea. So it happened around 2:45 on Sunday. A Seahawk helicopter went down while conducting what the Navy calls routine operations. All three on board were rescued. About a half hour later, two people aboard an F-18 Super Hornet fighter jet were forced to eject. This is also during routine operations. Both people there were rescued. It's another black eye in a costly stretch for the Navy, which has lost four fighter jets in less than 12 months to various incidents.
Now to Paris, CBS's Holly Williams has more on the arrests over the weekend linked to the theft of millions of dollars worth of jewels from the Louvre.
Two suspects were arrested late Saturday night, according to French media reports. One of them detained just before flying to Algeria in North Africa. Those details have not been confirmed by the prosecutor. The French police have a maximum of 96 hours to charge the suspects they've arrested. Meanwhile, at the Louvre, the most visited museum in the world, the scene of the heist has now become a tourist attraction in its own right.
5 minutes after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
Just a little heads up before something bad happens.
Move your coffee cup away from your computer.
Oh, no, 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 no.
So you can have more control.
Stop. You're texting your boss by mistake.
Uh-oh. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org.
Warning, the cap is loose on that ketchup.
Ugh. Don't wait. You have the power to change the outcome. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
One of President Trump's most vocal and visible Democratic critics has been California Governor Gavin Newsom. He told CBS's Robert Costa for Sunday morning there will be a time when he considers a possible run for president in 2028.
Is it fair to say after the 2026 midterms, you're going to give it serious thought?
Yeah, I'd be lying otherwise. I'd just be lying, and I can't do that.
Newsom's second term as governor ends in January 2027, and he cannot seek re-election. President Trump says the announcement by Russia's Vladimir Putin of a nuclear-powered cruise missile test was not appropriate. Trump said Putin should focus on ending the war in Ukraine. Putin said the missile, which he boasts has unlimited range, tested successfully. The American cities that will host soccer's World Cup next year have started recruiting volunteers.
In Houston, 12,000 people applied for 5,000 volunteer spots.
We knew we'd see a strong response, but I'll be honest, the numbers we saw initially surprised me.
John Coppins, vice president of the Houston Host Committee, says each applicant gets a one-on-one interview.
We're trying to find out, you know, what makes someone tick, right? What type of volunteer committee or role is the best fit for their personality? And the good news is there's something for everyone.
It will take almost 2 months to interview everyone. Those who are chosen will find out in January. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
On the Health Watch this morning, CBS's Michael George tells us pain relief, to some degree, could be found on our playlists.
A study published in Scientific Reports found that while listening to music can't eliminate pain, it can reduce the perception of pain and increase pain tolerance. And research has shown that though this works with any kind of music, the strongest effect is when people listen to their favorite genre of music.
Time on the Roundup, 8 past the hour.
There's nothing like when you get that part from eBay and it just fits. Yeah, the first time. So you can do less of this and get right back to more of this. At eBay, you'll find all the parts you need, guaranteed to fit, at prices you'll love. Sounds good, doesn't it? eBay. Things people love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
At Bank of America, we asked our teammates, what makes this company a great place to work?
There's very little that you can't accomplish working for Bank of America.
If you prove yourself, you can try over in a totally new way.
You can learn so much here. You're the owner of your career.
See how our teammates are growing in their careers at bankofamerica.com/great place to work. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America, proud to be an equal opportunity employer.
You're up to date on the latest national and world news from CBS News Radio. With updates at the top of every hour and when it breaks. I'm Steve Kathan. The Wake Up Crew continues now with John, Brian, and Dalton.
Thanks, Steve, and good morning, everyone. Welcome in to the second hour of the Wake Up Crew here from News Radio WGNS. Glad you're along with us this morning. Hey, we're going to check on traffic and weather coming up here, and this update is brought to you by our friends at Toots.
Back in 1985, when Toots first opened, there were very few restaurants in this town. We've seen hundreds of them come and go, and yet we are still so blessed to be in business and be doing business here in Rutherford County.
This is Nick Hayes with Toots Restaurants. After 40 years, we still got them. $6.99 daily lunch specials. Stop by Toots.com and check them out.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. We'll see periods of rain today, cloudy skies as we top out around 61. Isolated rain showers will linger for tonight, cloudy still as we dip back around 52. We'll see isolated rain showers again for the day on Tuesday, staying mostly cloudy as we hit a high around 64. Rain showers forecast to be more widespread into Tuesday night, a low of 49 with cloudy skies and breezy. I'm meteorologist Regina Kroll from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast.
Right now, it's 54 degrees.
Get old. Old National Bank, that is. Old National Bank has the experience and service you need to buy a home, make investments, even online and mobile banking.
Old National Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Good morning. A couple of accidents out here right now. We're seeing heavier traffic on 65 northbound, trying to get up through Spring Hill through this southern portion of Williamson County. It's loading up pretty good down 65 at Trinity Lane. Here comes that traffic through the Mount Juliet area. All that traffic coming in from Wilson County right now on 40 westbound, headed through Hermitage. Hey, when you need dependable towing for your car, big truck, call STR Towing and Recovery right here in Middle Tennessee. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
SRM Concrete is the largest ready-mix producer in the country, yet is still family-owned and operated. Locally grown, nationally known, SRM delivers unmatched quality and service. You call, we haul. We're SRM Concrete.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is the Wake Up Crew with Brian, John, and Dalton. It's time for news, traffic, weather, and fun.
That was pretty good, actually. Can you do that again? That's not bad. How'd you learn that?
All the SpongeBob that I watched in my lifetime.
Me and Megan have been, because you know, with the baby, it's... We're not really watching movies or TV shows very often, because they take a long time. And once you get the baby to sleep, you want to go to bed, kind of. We've been watching SpongeBob.
Oh, yeah?
That's what we've been doing. It's on Paramount Plus, and so we'll watch like an episode, and then, because it's like 20 minutes... And then go to sleep.
Ah. Life with a child.
We're about halfway through season one of SpongeBob. It's actually really funny. Funnier than I thought it would be as an adult. I think that first season was kind of made as like an adult cartoon. And then...
Then kids liked it,
yeah.
That's because they watched it with their parents.
Right.
Probably shouldn't have.
There's some jokes in there. There's a whole episode just about SpongeBob getting naked.
Oh, wow.
That's the whole... Yeah. Came out, the first episode of SpongeBob came out 3 days after I was born.
Really?
Yep.
So it's 90s,
July
huh?
16th, 1999 is when it premiered. Yep.
Hmm. Well.
Anyway.
How about that? This is the Wake Up Crew. It's Brian and Dalton. No, John. John is taking a few days to recover and recuperate. He may be with us later on this week. I think so, probably. We're going to have a lot of fun tomorrow. I've planned some really special stuff, and he's going to be jealous.
Oh, yeah. I'm excited.
Yeah. We've got our friends from 7 Brew coming in tomorrow for Taco Tuesday.
This is the second guest in Wake Up Crew history.
Yeah, he's really going to be mad about that.
The second guest.
I think about it.
Yeah, because he wants guests.
Yeah.
Is the second guest in Wake Up Crew history and the first Taco Tuesday guest.
Yeah. Yeah. So they've got the new location in Smyrna open. And so got a lot of cool things going on with that. And just going to kind of talk to them, welcome them into the community. They've been here for a minute with the Old Fort location. So actually may go and get me what is it that I get? Sugar-free mocha, iced mocha.
Iced mocha.
Mm. I like chocolate drinks.
Megan gets the blondie. That's her go-to.
Blondie.
She gets it half sweet. So if you ever get a drink from 7 Brew and it's too sweet, you can also get it half sweet and they put less syrup in it.
Okay.
So we're frequenters to 7 Brew. So.
Yeah. For me... If I'm going Thompson Lane toward Old Fort, I'll pop in.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's the other way around, sometimes it's really hard to get out. Now I have gone, but it's hard to cross Thompson Lane and go back toward the hospital.
Not if you're brave.
You do have to be brave. You do have to be brave. That is for sure. We're talking a lot of Halloween stuff. I'm going to tell you about a cool thing you can go do if you're in the Siegel community, coming up here in just a second. We talked about it a little bit last week, but 4 days until Halloween, it's on Friday. And this week, we've got a lot of sports starting on Wednesday. The Middle Tennessee Blue Raiders host Jack State. 5 o'clock airtime Wednesday afternoon. Then Thursday and Friday, high school football. It is the Battle of the Borough on Thursday. Riverdale's at Oakland. That's Thursday night.
I don't have to name this one.
I think it's been there... It's been at Riverdale the last 2 seasons, I think. Maybe. I may be wrong about that.
I will say, I have a really good rivalry name for the next one. and I'm excited to share it after you tell everybody what the game's going to be for Friday.
You've got one for this game?
For the Friday game, yes.
This game already has one that I didn't know about.
Oh, okay. I've got a better one, but anyway.
We'll see. Friday night, it's PCA at MTCS. WGNS and Big G TV.
What is the rivalry name for that one?
I think it's the Battle of the Airstrip or something like that.
I was going to call it the Crusade because they're both Christian schools.
Well, so what did...
Battle for the Airstrip?
Peterson told me what it was.
Oh,
it has
yeah,
something to do with
both,
the airport.
Yeah, they both back up to the airport. Okay.
Yeah. MTCS is
yeah,
on one side.
Yeah, that's a pretty good one. That's a pretty good one.
PCA on the other side.
I like the Crusade.
Well... Yeah,
Rutherford County Crusade. You know,
they've been doing that every week's a crusade. Just a few weeks ago, Providence Christian Academy played Providence Academy.
But it's they're our two Christian schools. Well, you know, it's different. I know a lot of people who are going to be very excited.
Always on a crusade.
That's true. The people who are going to be very excited. We have a PCA game on the radio.
Yeah,
that doesn't happen super frequently. You know,
we try to work it out and. You know, a lot of the big schools are playing on Thursday, so that helps to open things up. We will have done a football game for every Rutherford County team this season.
Mm. That's hard. That's difficult.
Very hard to do.
Yeah.
With as many teams as we've got. So, also this weekend, I know we're getting a little closer to that. Middle Tennessee, of course, on Wednesday night, college football. Tennessee hosting Oklahoma this weekend. Vanderbilt travels to Texas. The Titans hosting the Chargers. That Halloween event that is coming up, by the way. Let's see. We talked about the trick-or-treating on the square. That's 3 until 5 on Friday, so that is actually on Halloween.
And they call that something, but I can't remember what it's called now. It slipped my mind.
I'll have to look it up.
It's named. We'll talk about it later.
The other thing, and... I don't think they mind because they've tweeted this information out. I don't think you tweet. You've posted on X this information. Siegel High School is hosting their Ghouls and Goblins. No, they call it the Track or Treat because they're having it on the track.
Ah, that's fun.
And they're inviting the community's Ghouls and Goblins out to celebrate Halloween with the stars. Lots of candy and some games for the youngsters, and that is coming up tonight. No, tomorrow night. Sorry, Tuesday night. Tomorrow night, 4:30 until 6 at Ken Nolan Stadium. So it's at the football stadium around the track. Track or Treat.
Track or Treat.
That sounds like a lot of fun. So coming up, we hear from Sunshine Nutrition and more of the Wake Up Crew as we continue on a Monday morning, October 27th, episode 1775.
This is News Radio WGNS, primetime sports.
Sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles. Here's Steve DeSager.
LSU fired football coach Brian Kelly. The Tigers have a bye this coming weekend. In the Sunday night NFL game, Green Bay was a winner at Pittsburgh 35-25 as Jordan Love threw three touchdown passes and had 360 yards through the air. Denver won its fifth game in a row, 44-24 over Dallas. Bo Nix, four touchdown passes. New England won its fifth straight, beating Cleveland 32-13. Drake May with three touchdown passes in the third quarter. Victories for Philadelphia and Tampa Bay, wins for Baltimore and Houston. Indianapolis is now 7-1 after ripping Tennessee 38-14. Daniel Jones, three touchdown passes, wins for the Jets in a comeback, victories for Miami and Buffalo, which won 40-9 at Carolina. James Cook on 19 carries. Had 216 yards, two touchdowns. The late NBA game went to the Lakers at Sacramento. Austin Reeves scored 51 points.
I'm a single mom, and as you can imagine, it's a fight sometimes just to get out the door. But when I need new tires or something's wrong with my car, I need to head to someone I can trust. I go to Tire World.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Tire World, locally owned and operated.
Does your home need freshening up? Let our family at Farrah Construction help you. We do painting, new flooring, anything that you need. If you can dream it, Farrah Construction can turn it into reality. Farrah Construction offers high-quality craftsmanship, quick response, and attention to detail. For home restoration at a price you can afford, Farrah Construction can get the job done, no matter how big or small it is. I'm Ron Hall. Shop local. Let our family business help you. Farrah Construction Company.
Hi, my name is Diane Davenport. There are many reasons why I love Adam's Place. The food, of course, is wonderful. It really is. We have a menu, but if there's something that you really don't care for, there is an alternate menu. You know, you can get anything that you really like. I often get salmon.
This is Terry Deal. Come tour Adam's Place and discover living a dream in your senior years on Memorial across from Walmart. 615-904-9111.
This is a paid legal ad.
Hi, this is John Day of the Law Offices of John Day. My team and I have worked hard to help injured people throughout Middle Tennessee. We've helped thousands of people get the legal help they need when they've needed it the most. And if we're not able to help or aren't the right lawyer for you, we'll do the best to point you in the right direction. If you've been injured, call the Law Offices of John Day for a free consultation. And remember, there's no fee unless we win your case.
No middlemen, no mystery, just fresh picked produce straight from the Tennessee dirt to your dinner table.
Rutherford County Farmers Market,
where our family feeds your family.
Rutherford County Farmers Market, there's something fresh every week. Tuesdays and Fridays, 7 to 1 on John R. Rice Boulevard.
Kim Dunaway is with us from Sunshine Nutrition Center. On this morning's broadcast, we're going to be talking about diets. And this week, we really think about temptations.
Yeah, this is the week of Halloween, right? We've got all the candy out. A lot of people are always trying to find a diet. I'm not a fan of diets. I'm a big fan of behavior change. I wanted to talk about the keto diet today, but I actually don't want to talk about it in application of weight loss, which is weird for people. I don't like the keto diet for weight loss. I don't like any diet for weight loss. People get on something for a short period of time, and then they get off of it and go back to what they were doing, and it's just this vicious cycle. But there are some implications where the keto diet actually makes sense, where it actually helps certain conditions, because there's a lot of research to support the keto diet actually healing the brain. And so for instances of different mental health disorders, psychiatric disorders, neurodivergent type of disorders, a keto diet can be not only appropriate, but it can be used for healing. And it doesn't mean that a person necessarily even has to follow that diet forever. They might do a keto diet for a year or 2 years to heal that particular ailment, and then they're able to go back to a normal way of eating. Not the SAD diet, not the standard American diet, but incorporating more carbs. One of the things about the keto diet is people don't do it correctly. So I'm gonna put you on the spot, Bart. When somebody says to you, what is a keto diet? What is your response?
I think it's a diet that's heavy on proteins. I mean, really heavy.
Exactly, which is completely incorrect. The ketogenic diet is a high-fat diet. 70% of your calories come from fat, 20% of your calories come from protein, and 10% come from carbs. So the way that it was interpreted when it was popular in the 90s, and then when it had a little bit of a resurgence here, you know, maybe 10 years ago or so, maybe it's been less than that, the years blur together as you get older, but people would immediately, they would interpret low carb to mean high protein, and that is completely incorrect. The ketogenic diet is a high fat diet, and the fat is what heals the brain. The fat is what causes your body to produce ketones that can help with things like weight loss. The fat is what helps with insulin resistance. The high levels of protein aren't doing those things, right? It's actually not a high protein diet at all. 20% of your calories from protein is really about what people would normally get. And a lot of the high protein diets that are out there will usually be about 30 to 40% protein. So quite a bit more. So what does that even look like? That means that the majority of your calories would be coming from things like oils, avocado, higher fat fishes and things like that. And it would not be coming from a bunch of meat. And so most people that did ketogenic diets did them incorrectly for starters. And they found that they weren't sustainable because ultimately people were trying to make a lot of keto junk food. Inevitably, as soon as you have a trend, there's some kind of junk food to go with it, right? I think we talked about protein some earlier this month and some the ridiculousness now that we have protein coffees and protein chips and all of these kind of things. Because they're trying to make junk food out of that, right? And so that's the same thing that kind of happened with the keto. It's like here you make keto bread and you can make keto cheesecake and it defeats the entire purpose. The purpose was to eat high levels of fat. In cases of something like ADHD, autism, it's that fat that helps. So there is an appropriate place to do that. Epilepsy is another one that's been heavily researched. People that have seizures, for instance, can prevent that long term with a ketogenic diet, but typically they will have that person work with medical providers, dietitians, to help them get their diet correct in order for it to help that particular illness, right? And people are like, well, how does that even work? Like, how does a keto diet work for something like that? Well, you're starving out kind of that sugar or that insulin resistance that is exacerbating all of those different types of issues. There's a really, really great Harvard doctor who talks about the ketogenic diet therapeutically this way, and he says that the best ways to help somebody with a mental health disorder is their relationship with their therapist and their diet, that the medication moves the needle very, very small amount. And it, a lot of times medication can be necessary in bipolar depression, some of those different types of things, but it doesn't fix the problem. Whereas something like the keto diet could potentially fix the problem.
Kim, tell us a little more about how the ketogenic diet helps with autism and illnesses of that sort.
If you think about the average person who has a lot of anxiety or a lot of depression, if you look at their diet, it's usually one extreme or the other. They're either eating very, very little because they can't eat, or they're eating too much because they're always hungry or they're trying to stuff their feelings. And the type of foods that they're typically eating are typically high in sugar, very highly processed foods most of the time, which is sort of exacerbating the problem. Even with things like neurodivergence, we've seen where certain behaviors a lot of times are increased by an increase of sugar or processed carbohydrates. It's that connection in the brain where they talk about kind of an insulin resistance. You've ever heard of type 3 diabetes? They talk about that when they talk about cognitive decline. And so one of the ways to sort of prevent cognitive decline is to lessen the amount of sugar in someone's diet. Same thing with some of these other mental health disorders, whether it's MDD, major depressive disorder, whether it's panic, you know, chronic panic attacks, or whether it's some of the things on the neurodivergent, same idea. The sugar is not helping the brain, but the fat does.
For more information about the ketogenic diet, get with Kim Dunaway at Sunshine Nutrition Center.
We have two locations, Murfreesboro, 621 South Church Street, and then we also have a location in Smyrna at 901 Rock Springs Road.
Kim, thanks again, and watch out for the candy this coming Friday night.
Clark's Auction Company will get you top dollar for your property.
With an auction, you'll receive a contract with no contingencies. That means the sale of your property won't depend on an inspection, financing, or appraisals.
You're 27 and a half.
We're talking with Sue Turpin at the Villages of Murfreesboro. Why did you select the Villages?
All the activities that we have, the little trips we take, it's all fun. I absolutely enjoy this place. Everybody here is wonderful, the residents, and all the staff is great. The food is wonderful. It's a great, great place. I would recommend it to anybody.
This is Shanda with the Villages of Murfreesboro, and we invite everybody to come out and take a tour of our beautiful community. We're near the avenue on Willow Oak Trail.
Life changes, then it changes again. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. A job loss, change in health, or loss of a loved one can have a big impact on your family's financial security. Let's work together to help make sure that you're equipped for life's unexpected events. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056 for an appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Whether it's a cough, a fever, or something you can't quite name, MMC Now makes care easy. Walk right in, get seen quickly, and your visit connects directly to your MMC doctor. Care you trust, with providers you know, with digital check-in and multiple locations around town. MMC Now is here when you need us.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic.
Looking for a lift kit for your truck or Jeep and need the right experts to install it? Look no further than Tire World. In Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
7:30, good Monday morning, October 27th here from the Wake Up Crew. Brian and Dalton here with you today. Birthday time.
Yes. Celebrating yesterday, Don Johnson, Michelle Perkins, Tracy Cartwright, Courtney Chavez, Ann Roberts, Ed Arning, and Sally Bradford Victory, Gene Harless, Nick Hayes, Gordon Bell, and Joanna Riggs. Celebrating today, John Bratcher, Sue Smith, Dr. Brian Terry, Hyundai Cam, Hondani Cam, I'm sorry, Buffy Brazier, and Christy DeGraw. And you can get more into us. Last chance, 615-893-1450, WGNSradio.com/birthdays. Get them in now.
Yes, last time to get them in. Wake Up Crew brought to you by America's Thrift Stores. Speaking of last minute, if you need some last minute costume ideas, stop on by their Dr. MLK Jr. Boulevard location in the Mercury Plaza. They're your Halloween hub, America's Thrift Store.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. We'll see periods of rain today, cloudy skies as we top out around 61. Isolated rain showers will linger for tonight, cloudy still as we dip back to around 52. We'll see isolated rain showers again for the day on Tuesday, staying mostly cloudy as we hit a high around 64. Rain showers forecast to be more widespread into Tuesday night, a low of 49 with cloudy skies and breezy. I'm meteorologist Regina Cole from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 54 degrees.
Good morning. Mopping up a couple of wrecks out here. Here's why we're seeing heavier traffic volume up through Antioch. Right now, coming in from Murfreesboro on 24 westbound passing Bell Road. It's slow now. Westbound Vietnam Fence at all the way up to Conference Drive. All that traffic trying to get through Hendersonville there at Gallatin Pike right now. Westbound on Vietnam Fence. Hey, when you need dependable towing for your car or truck, call STR Towing and Recovery in Middle Tennessee. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now, an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
A tragic crash in South Nashville has claimed the lives of four teenagers, including a 17-year-old from Murfreesboro. Authorities say that the collision occurred around 12:45 a.m. on Sunday at Mount View Road near Ashford Trace. A 2010 Infiniti G37, reportedly speeding southbound, crossed into the northbound lane and struck a 2018 Jeep Renegade. Among the victims were 17-year-old driver Carlos Toma of Murfreesboro, 19-year-old Maximos Ibrahim, and 17-year-old Rafat Nashif, both of Nashville, as well as 19-year-old David Thackeray of Nolensville. All four were in the Infiniti. None of the vehicle's occupants were wearing seatbelts. The driver of the Jeep, a 24-year-old, suffered serious but non-life-threatening injuries. The Metro Nashville Police Department continues to investigate and will present findings to the District Attorney's Office. Meanwhile, in Clarksville, police have arrested two Middle Tennessee men, including one from Murfreesboro, in connection with a strong-arm bank robbery. The FSNB Bank inside of the Walmart on Madison Street was targeted Tuesday afternoon. Authorities say 41-year-old Justin Easley of Nashville committed the robbery without a weapon and fled with the assistance of 40-year-old Aaron Devin Glass of Murfreesboro, who allegedly served as the getaway driver. Both were arrested in Murfreesboro on Friday and are now in the Montgomery County Jail. Easley faces aggravated robbery charges, while Glass is charged as an accessory after the fact. That's all for now. For more local news in a quick, digestible format, be sure to check out the Rutherford Roundup podcast. I'm Dalton Barrett for News Radio WGNS, part of your Good Neighbor Network, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
The Rutherford County Farmers Market Difference.
You want to know what our chickens eat or how our lettuce is grown?
Or maybe about our corn or our maters. Just ask.
Your farmer's right there at the booth. That's the Rutherford County Farmers Market Difference.
John R. Rice Boulevard at the Lane Agri Park, celebrating 50 years.
Don't let concerns about today's events derail your long-term financial strategy. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin, and I'm here to help. We can work together to understand the impact of these events and make sure that your goals are top of mind. While you can't control market volatility, we'll help focus on what you can control. We can connect in several virtual ways. Start by giving me a call at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Donating is easy at America's Thrift Stores. They're proud to partner with Make-A-Wish Middle Tennessee to help grant life-changing wishes for local children battling critical illnesses. When you donate gently used clothing and household items, you're giving more than stuff. You're giving hope. Every donation helps Make-A-Wish bring joy to a child right here in Middle Tennessee. Drop off donations today at the new location in Murfreesboro at the corner of Middle Tennessee and MLK Jr. Boulevard. Learn more at americasthrift.com/Murfreesboro.
WGNS is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. MTE's EV Ready program provides members with $50 in bill credits toward the installation of wiring to support 240-volt charging in their garages. Learn more at driveev.com.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Back on the Wake Up Crew from WGNS, and at 7:35, it's time this morning to play the 5-second rule. Dalton, remind us how we do this.
You will have, and I will have, because it's a little special edition, you're going to be asking me questions, 5 seconds to name three of something. So whatever the question is, you have to name three of that thing in 5 seconds or less.
Okay.
I guess you'll go first. I'll ask you the first question here.
Okay, I'm thinking really hard.
And we're playing against each other. This is a competition.
Of course it is.
Name three children's TV shows.
SpongeBob, Sesame Street, and Count Dracula's Chocolate.
That's a cereal.
That's also a TV show.
Is it?
Back in the 70s, yeah. Look it up.
It was called Count Dracula's Chocolate.
Well, it's Count Dracula something.
Count Chocula, maybe?
Maybe.
Okay, I guess...
It's close.
Guess you can have it. My first question.
Name three things found at a circus.
Elephant, clown, swingy guys.
I'm a little more lenient.
I couldn't
than
remember
you.
The name of those things.
Trapeze artist?
Trapeze artist, yeah.
Okay.
Name three California universities.
USC, UCLA, and Sacramento State.
Okay. I don't know to double check your work there.
Name three essential oils.
Eucalyptus, orange, lavender.
Wow.
Thank
Look
you.
At you.
Thank you. Name three rock bands.
Kiss, the Backstreet Boys, New Kids on the Block.
I don't think the Backstreet Boys or New Kids on the Block are either rock bands.
It's just what came to mind.
Okay.
Name three TV show spinoffs.
Better Call Saul, Patrick Starr, and Bluey. Bluey's not a spinoff.
Probably not.
There is a Patrick Starr show.
Is there really?
Yes, it's new.
Interesting. All right.
Oh, it's my turn.
Yeah.
Name three punctuation marks.
Exclamation, colon, semicolon.
Okay. I guess that counts. I guess. It does count. Yep.
Ooh. Name three Chevrolet automobiles.
The Cruze, the Colorado, and the Canyon.
No.
Canyon's GMC.
Yeah.
We can count it.
Nah.
Chevy GMC. Ah!
We're not counting that.
Okay. Name three famous people named Henry.
Henry the first, second, and third.
Okay. What did Henry the second do?
Gave birth to the Henry the third.
I don't count that. That doesn't count. Your turn.
Name three characters from Game of Thrones.
Kit Harington, the small one, and the woman. I've never seen Game of Thrones.
I haven't either.
Okay.
This next one's subjective for you.
Name three SUVs.
The Nissan Rogue, Hyundai.
Point. We're tied up. Every time I miss one, you miss one. It makes me feel better.
If you can't get that first one, man,
yeah, you
got to
get it quick.
Name three celebrities who should not be celebrities.
Taylor Swift, Bradley Cooper, and Henry Cavill.
Can't say Taylor Swift.
I can say whoever I want.
I know, that's why it's subjective. I didn't
I
like
got
that
the
question.
Point. Let's see. Name three grocery store chains.
Piggly Wiggly, Albertsons, and Kroger.
Okay.
With time left. Bang! Oh. Let's see. Name three men's professional basketball teams.
Miami Heat. They're slipping my mind right as I need to think of them.
Memphis Grizzlies.
Yeah.
Orlando Magic.
I would have gotten there.
Yeah.
If I had more than 5 seconds. That's all the time we've got.
We don't have time for one more. Did I win?
You can do name three brands of pet food.
Alpo, the generic brand, and canines.
Out of time, we're tied up.
I said canines.
This is Hannah Bleem here at the Rutherford County Farmers Market. This year, the Farmers Market is celebrating 50 years of being open, and we're here to talk to different vendors today.
Howdy, y'all. My name's Bob Starr. I own and operate Pilgrimage Farm in Lewisburg, Tennessee. I've been in business for 8 years. I am a mushroom and specialty produce farm that also does wild foraged food. So, I'm set up here at Rutherford County Farmers Market Tuesdays and Fridays, and if you've got something interesting on your menu, come on out and see what's wild. My name's Bob Starr. I own and operate Pilgrimage Farm in Lewisburg, Tennessee. I am a mushroom and specialty produce farm that also does wild foraged food.
Thank you so much. The Rutherford County Farmers Market is open on Tuesdays and Fridays from 7 a.m. to 12 p.m. at 315 John R. Rice Boulevard in Murfreesboro until October 31st. This year, the Farmers Market is celebrating 50 years of being open. Tana Bleem here at the Rutherford County Farmers Market.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat Restore.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore.
Habitat Restore has furniture.
At a great bargain price.
Couches, beds, tables.
We have it all.
At the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore, yeah.
If it's here today, you better get it.
Because it may be gone tomorrow.
We're hiring at the Habitat Restore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
Hi, my name is Diane Davenport, and I just want to tell you about Adams Place. It is a wonderful place to live. Before I moved in here, a friend and I came together, and we always ate lunch and walked around. Do I know you? Are you new here? It's very nice, because it's easy to be in your own home and be isolated. It's nice to just come out of your apartment and find someone that says, hello, how are you? I mean, it just makes you feel good.
This is Terry Deal. Come tour Adams Place and discover living a dream in your senior years.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Well, putting a wrap here on this Monday, October 27th of the Wake Up Crew, brought to you by America's Thrift Stores. You can browse standout pieces or snag brand name steals.
You might be able to find some brain. At America's Furniture and Thrift.
They do have a Halloween hub out there.
That's true. Maybe a brain in a jar.
Yeah.
Painting of a brain.
Possibly.
When we were there, we saw, some paintings that people made.
Yeah, don't go looking for brains at America's Thrift, but anything else, they're on Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard here in Murfreesboro, and they do have a lot of Halloween stuff out there. So
unless I'm there.
Look for that.
And then you'll find the brains.
Right. Sure thing. How about our good neighbor today on this 27th of October? Lieutenant Chris Williams is today's SRM Concrete Good Neighbor of the Day for his work coordinating in the city schools patrol employees. Puts all that together and being a kind and considerate person to everybody. Lieutenant Chris Williams today, the recipient of flowers from Jenny Harrison and our friends at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts on South Academy and News Radio WGNS. So Lieutenant Chris Williams, the SRM Concrete Good Neighbor of the Day, and this salute comes from SRM Concrete, locally grown, nationally known, and celebrating the neighbors who pour strength into our community. And with that, let me remind you about our friends over at Middle Tennessee Electric. MTE, with Sharing Change, has members round up their electric bills. If you want to be a part of that, round up your electric bills, support local nonprofits here in the community. You can find out more at sharingchange.org.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
You know, I asked my mom if she could pick me up because I didn't like this sleepover. She said, no, you're 47 and that's your wife and kids.
Replay.
Dad joke of the day. That's it. You did it.
That's it.
I'm not rating the jokes, remember?
Well, it sounds like our studio audience liked it. They're laughing.
To effectively not rate the joke, not only do I have to not rate the joke, but I can't really react to it, or you'd know whether I liked it or not, you know?
Well, John will say, I didn't chicken out. I did it.
He probably will.
Because he does it twice a week.
And if I rated it, John would say, I can't believe you rated it without me. So I really, it's a lose-lose situation for me.
Well,
you know,
he does it without you.
Right.
But it's very rare Like, I mean, this is like seeing an albino deer.
It's very strange. You know, I've seen an albino deer.
I know. It's out in Buchanan area.
Yeah. It is very rare that we are just here, the two of us. But if I rated the joke without John, he'd say, I can't believe you did that. And if I don't rate the joke, he'll say, I can't believe you didn't do that. So, rocking a hard place.
Well, I think he's going to be back with us on Wednesday, maybe, or Thursday. We're just kind of doing a little wait and see.
We're playing it by ear, as it were.
But we do know that tomorrow we've got something big we'll tell you about after we talk about what we've learned today. Did you keep notes?
I did not.
That was your job.
But I do leave all the tabs open on my laptop. So.
Well, you hosted the 6 o'clock hour.
I did. That was new. It went okay, I think.
Train wreck.
I think I did okay.
Yeah.
You know, for it only being the second time, maybe the first time that I've ever done it.
I think you've done it before.
I don't recall, but we went through most of the 6 o'clock hour.
Maybe it's because you kind of forget your own trauma.
Maybe. Through most of the 6 o'clock hour, we talked through Google Trends, most searched Halloween costumes.
You did that because you're going to do that again tomorrow.
Yes, we got through the first 15, so that leaves us with 20 left.
Out of 30?
Out of 25.
How many does it have left?
15. No. 10.
Okay. It's math.
It's math. It's math. And then, I don't know. Did we do anything else? We played 5-second rule.
Yeah, we did. Yeah. So. This is our song of the day. We're going to talk more Halloween stuff tomorrow. And this is a Halloween song.
It was a one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
If you see that, probably call police.
One-eyed,
one-horn,
flying
people eater. All right, that's it for the show today. For Dalton, I'm Brian. We'll see you back tomorrow morning.
Mr. Purple People Eater, don't eat me. I heard him say in a voice so gruff,
I wouldn't eat you because you're so tough.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. We'll see periods of rain today, cloudy skies as we top out around 61. Isolated rain showers will linger for tonight, cloudy still as we dip back to around 52. We'll see isolated rain showers again for the day on Tuesday, staying mostly cloudy as we hit a high around 64. Rain showers forecast to be more widespread into Tuesday night, a low of 49 with cloudy skies and breezy. I'm meteorologist Regina Kroll from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast.
Right now, it's 54 degrees.
Farm Fresh Fridays and Tuesdays.
Fresh eggs, homemade jams, locally raised meats.
And every vendor